Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
We thought we knew the cool blonde Helena Jansen at last. Yet she was missing when Sir Giles and I returned with young Angelo to the Copacabana apartment. Here we were to pick up the $5,000 demanded by the American flyer, Herman Nagel, his fee for taking me to Chaco's hideout. While we waited for the money to arrive and pondered on Helena's strange absence, I recalled a remark made by Roger Deauville as he lay dying. He admitted that he'd been a traitor to the land of his birth, but told us that we had yet to find out what a traitor really was. Suddenly it seemed to make sense, for Sir Giles revealed that Aubrey Dent, one of our men from London, had more or less vanished into thin air. It appeared we were hemmed in by doubtful characters. There was no word of Helena, so young Angelo and I set out for Nagel's seaplane moorings. He stowed half the money in a locker as a proof of good faith. Then, as we were about to leave, he drew my attention to the startling headlines in the afternoon papers.
Two airliners missing. Same area. Vanished without trace.
And you say, Nagel, that this is the area in which Chaco set up his headquarters?
Near enough.
And you think that he has the ray operating already?
Well, it would explain why them planes are missing.
But he couldn't be so monstrous.
Seems you don't know the guy.
Only secondhand. Small, dark, with piercing eyes. But of course you know him.
Let's go, huh?
What the blazes am I to make of you, Nagel?
Like I have to remind you every time we meet up, Carson. I mind my business.
And you mind yours, I know.
Well, don't forget it.
But listen, if this ray's operating, if it can bring down full-sized airliners, what about us?
Getting cold feet?
Well, nothing of the sort. Merely anticipating trouble.
Well, leave it to me. But you better do something about Man Friday.
Well, young Angelo?
Yep, got a touch of the tremble, see?
Huh? Oh, great heavens, yes. Angelo!
Senor, forgive me.
A lot of characters get this way when the carnival's been going a few days. It's too much raw backwoods rum.
Yeah, but he hasn't been taking part in the festivities.
Yeah, he's got all the symptoms.
Oh, steady a moment, Nagel. Now, Angelo...
Senor, I am not of a cowardly nature.
Oh, I know that. Don't worry.
But never before have I undertaken a journey in a ship of the air.
A plane, you mean?
Si, senor. In spite of myself, fear takes possession of me.
Oh, nothing to worry about. Plane safe as a bank. Friend Nagel, superb pilot.
Thanks, Carson.
Yeah, but you are.
The plane's a crate. If Man Friday's going to panic, then we leave him here.
No. I accompany Senor Carson.
All right, then. Quit whining. We want to get the first long hop over by sundown. Now let's get aboard and start warming up the engines. We're all clear for a takeoff now. Be a long run with the water so calm and the heavy load of petrol we got on board.
Understood, Nagel. All set.
How about little Man Friday?
He's in the cabin.
Strapped in?
Naturally.
Well, Carson, this could turn out to be a one-way trip for all of us, but here we go.
Hold it a moment.
Now listen, if you're going to change your mind...
No. There's someone running down to the end of the jetty, waving.
Huh? The dame.
Helena Jansen.
Maybe she wants to bid a brother a late farewell. They're too late. I got the body all sewn up and ready to dump.
Must you be so callous, old chap?
Carson, for what I figure you are, you've got a mighty sensitive wage.
But Helena's waving desperately, isn't she? She's trying to shout something to us.
Well, I ain't stopping the motors at this stage. Besides, we're too far out for her voice to carry.
But she obviously has something vital to tell me.
Listen, Carson. Either I leave now or I don't. I got a place to land overnight in mind. We'll have darkness beating us to us unless we take off right now.
Helena wouldn't be waving like that for nothing.
Dames, look, I'm doing this trip for dough, and I ain't taking any further risk of missing out. Either we take off now or I quit.
Well, oh, very well. We'll have to wait till we get back to find out what she wants.
If we get back. Here we go.
Helena discovered that her brother's body was on board? Perhaps. Yet I formed the impression that she'd been trying to tell me something. It was frustrating and disturbing, and no doubt accounted for the perverse attitude I was to take to Nagel. His heavy silence nettled me. You know, Nagel, sooner or later, we'll have to get down to brass tacks.
I don't get you, Carson.
Well, I'll put it bluntly. You've been working for Chaco.
I keep telling you, Carson, I work for any guy that likes to hire me and meet what price I fix.
So, Chaco's hired you in the past.
You want me to turn this plane around and go back?
But why must you be so secretive?
Because I want to be.
I want to know something about Chaco, his background, what he really looks like.
All right, he's small, dark, with piercing eyes, like you said.
But why the name Chaco?
Will you give me a chance?
I'm sorry. Continue.
I thought maybe you and that Davenport guy could have figured that one out. Don't Chaco mean nothing to you?
Well, we did notice some time back that it was identical with a pasture area in the north of the Argentine.
That's right. And this Chaco guy dresses like a gaucho when he's at home.
I see. You don't mean that he originally comes from these parts?
Sure he does.
Originally a South American?
Yep.
Of course, that's what threw us. We kept thinking he was a European like the rest of the scientists.
Well, he ain't.
Yet, Nagel, if he's hired you in the past, why should you suddenly offer your services to me?
I got reasons, Carson, but I'm not going to confide anything more. Now let it ride.
Oh, please yourself. But one further question. Not concerning Chaco.
It better not be.
This route we're taking.
Practically due east from Rio. I'm hoping to come down somewhere in the southern tip of the Mato Grosso by sundown.
And tomorrow, do we continue due east?
More or less.
Well, that'll take us into the southern part of Bolivia.
Or the northern part of the Argentine.
So that's it. And these two airliners that vanished?
They're on a routine run between Buenos Aires and the Bolivian city La Paz.
And round about where we intersect that route is Chaco's hideout?
Yep.
I see. But the northern part of the Argentine. Not so very far from the Lake District.
What the heck are you muttering about now?
Oh, acquaintance of ours was supposed to have gone to the Argentine Lake District for a rest, but apparently hasn't arrived. They're just getting things in true perspective.
Well, you're getting me all on edge, Carson. How about you leave me to concentrate on flying this crate? Now go talk to Man Friday.
Good idea. I've been neglecting the young fellow. Leave you to it for the time being. You feeling better now, old chap?
I have a strange feeling in the stomach, Senor.
A touch of air sickness. You'll get over it. Even your illustrious uncle suffered from it.
He did, Senor?
So, even the bravest men succumb.
Oh, then I no longer feel so cowardly.
As if you could be. So, don't be so glum.
Senor, when I am alone and not engaged upon any task, I think again of the death of my uncle.
We all miss him, old chap. But mustn't ponder too much on it.
Yet my relatives and his former acquaintances are unable to understand.
He suffered a blow on the head, much more serious than at first we imagined.
Indeed, but one and all they say that my uncle has survived greater blows in the past.
True.
He makes no protest against the coming of death. Indeed, Senor, it appeared to me that he welcomed it.
That Angelo wanted to die? Now you are talking nonsense.
It continues to puzzle me, Senor. I am sure of it. Suddenly, he no longer has the heart for living.
It's imagination. You're upset. Now, just sit tight and watch the mountains and jungles below. The afternoon's well on, so it shouldn't be long before we...
Carson, will you come here and take...
The Senor calls for you.
So, leave you for the present. Coming, Nagel.
They broke a blood vessel yelling at you.
Came as soon as I heard, old chap. What is it? Nearing the spot where we touched down for the night?
No. An hour to go yet. But I just had the radio tuned into a regular broadcast. There's another airliner missing on the same route.
Great Lucifer. Three now.
Yeah. Too many for it to be a coincidence.
And Chaco must have the death ray working.
That's how I figure it.
But why pick on innocent airliners?
Maybe he's just experimenting.
What a ghastly experiment.
It wouldn't worry Chaco, bud.
But what about us? Tomorrow?
I got plans, Carson. We'll go mighty wary when we get into the danger zone.
Right then, but the planes must be warned.
Carson, if you started talking death rays, it'll be one of two things. The authorities would either scoff at the signal or they'll touch off a panic.
We can't have that. Yet we can't have these planes flying to their doom.
Don't worry. All traffic on the Buenos Aires-La Paz route has been recalled or grounded.
I see. But you might have told me.
I'm telling you now.
Of course you are, old chap.
I just called you to tell you.
Understood. I'll get back into the cabin with young Angelo.
And keep your ears open, Carson, because when I come down to land, I'm going to come down fast.
The jungle grew dark below us, the skies blacker. There was no sunset because of the cloud, and Angelo began to tremble again. I thought myself that Nagel was cutting things a trifle fine, but he came down suddenly, as he promised, on what was either a lake or a still backwater. We taxied right up to the edge and drifted under a canopy of trees. Nagel warned me that the country here was noted for boa constrictors, not the friendliest of snakes. But we did go ashore, there to bury Roger Deauville. An unmarked grave. And so another person mysteriously vanished from the land of the living. We slept on board, then were airborne shortly after dawn. I'm strictly an amateur, Nagel, but I'd say we were getting very close to the heart of things by now.
Why do you think I'm flying so low?
Not to give us a close-up of the treetops and the valleys, I feel.
You've got a gift of rubbing me up the wrong way, Carson.
Well, no offense, men. Show him. Precisely why are we flying low?
Because I want to creep up on his hideout, that's why.
Oh, no, I follow.
It's dangerous not knowing what air current might lurk in these valleys.
Anything would lurk in them, I fear. Inaccessible country, this.
Yeah. Only one way to get in and out, by seaplane or amphibian of some sort.
I say, Nagel, there's something looming ahead.
I know, the end of the valley.
Yes, sir.
Well, this time we got to rise up out of cover. Here we go.
I must say, old chap, the plane responds wonderfully.
Nothing to look at, Carson, but sound as they come. Anyhow, there's a sight for you.
Oh, quite a panorama. And rugged.
And tucked away there somewhere is Charco's hideout.
And how close do you propose to go?
Not too close. I'm bringing the plane down on the first stretch of water. You'll have to go the rest of the way by foot.
What, in that jungle?
It's the best I can do. Suffering cats!
What is it?
You got ears, ain't you?
The engines, they're cut out. Both of them. It seems your crate's not so reliable after all.
It ain't anything mechanical that's gone wrong, Bud. The reason why they've cut out is something else.
Not the ray?
I figure so, Carson. We've been picked up by the death ray.
So there it was. The wind screamed up as the plane, with engines silent, went into a dive. It seemed that less than 1,000 feet remained of my last journey in Operation Death Ray.